A report from Tasmania's Auditor General Rod Whitehead was tabled in Parliament yesterday, and it raised concerns about the massive development, the Living City Project, and Council exposing itself to significant risk over its lease agreement for the company involved with the Providor Place food hub at the site. I'll play you a little bit of what Rod Whitehead, the Auditor General, said on Northern Drive yesterday afternoon. Have a listen.
One of the things that we found in respect of that is that the party partly owned Providor Place, Devonport, was also the same party that was managing the project development on behalf of the council. The council itself recognised that there was a relationship risk with that particular party. They did identify certain things that they should do to mitigate that, but unfortunately the council didn't follow through on all those actions. In entering into the head lease for Providor Place, they didn't obtain independent legal advice. And we think that that potentially led to some exposures and risks for the council.
What sort of risks? Let's find out. Lee Murphy is the councillor with the Devonport City Council. He joins us this morning. Councillor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
So what risks were council exposed to on your assessment off the back of not properly failing to act on a conflict of interest between the party owning Providor Place and the developer?
Significant ones, Leon. The ratepayer... And this has been the catalyst for some period of time for me in wanting to get answers around this. The fact that the ratepayer now is in a position where they've borrowed money, they haven't received any rent on an investment, and that the council now consider as to whether they're going to write that off. Now, a lot of this wasn't considered in the Auditor General's report, because at our last council meeting, I moved a motion of no confidence in the Mayor and the Acting General Manager directly relating to this that was to be considered at that meeting. Subsequently, that's gone through, and we now have a situation where the lead consultant from P+I, who is the owner of Providor Place Proprietary Limited, will now have in excess of $300,000 written off and have his rental payment a third of what was budgeted for in relation to repaying the debt that the ratepayers of Devonport have been exposed to.
Has that information been released publicly yet?
No. It has not. They don't intend to release anything publicly. This is part of the issue that we have. The council is trying to hide behind the closed session banner, if you like, of their decision making process.
Sorry, so you're saying that no rent is being paid for Providor Place?
No rent has been paid since the 1st of November 2017.
So here's the thing, for people that are new to the story. The Living City Project is described as the biggest urban renewal project in Tasmania. It's involving a whole host of different developments, a multi-purpose civic building, the library, a customer service centre, including Service Tasmania cafes, council offices, a convention centre, and so on. $71 million is the amount of money that's been borrowed to pay for this. How will council service that debt if it's not receiving rent from Providor Place?
Well, again, there's only one way to go, isn't there? Eventually, in time, the council will either do two things. One, it'll increase its rates, or it will reduce the amount of funding that goes to other aspects of what its core businesses are. That's the only way they can deal with it. And this is the frustrating thing, is that... Once councils get involved in private enterprise, they are taking significant risks. I'm a big believer and a supporter of the Living City Project in principle, in relation to what it was attempting to achieve. But let's look at where it is at the moment. Stage two originally was the new retail development. Now, that's now completely off the table. We're looking potentially 5 to 10 years down the track before that even looks like happening.
Why has that been taken off the table?
Well, let's look at retailing across the country. you know, it's in decline. It's changing. It's an ever-evolving thing. So, you know, multinational companies aren't investing in bricks and mortar anymore, are they? Unless they're in very similar to what the council's approved at the Homemaker Centre. They've gone to sort of big box developments, and that's pretty much about it.
How does that, I mean, and you can see that walking down Brisbane Street in Launceston, or indeed Rook Street in the mall in your community. Yes. What do you think that will mean for the, I mean, is that a good way, a smart decision to stop or delay the retail precinct?
Again, it's driven by demand. The market dictates how and when these things happen. And I think this is part of the issue that we've got, is that, you know, the demand wasn't there. The issue we've got around Providore Place, for example, let's look at it. The former mayor, Steve Martin, stated very publicly in 2015 that the council would not commit to building that building and exposing ratepayers to risk unless they had four long-term anchor tenants locked into secure leases.
Are there four long-term anchor tenants locked into secure leases, Lee Murphy?
No. So subsequently, what happened after a period of time, so I think it was somewhere in the vicinity of 14 months, they didn't have any interest from private enterprise. So therefore, the consultancy company established, within a three-week period, established an entity called Providore Place Devonport Proprietary Limited, and they entered into a 10-year lease agreement with the council, and in that agreement, it was purported very publicly by the Deputy General Manager in 2016, on the 6th of December, in the Advocate, that this was a good deal for the ratepayers and reduced any financial risk to them by entering into this agreement with an entity set up by the consultants.
Okay, so now Lee Murphy, and Lee Murphy's our guest this morning, councillor on the Devonport City Council, who's been a long-time critic of the Living City project as it currently stands. So now, they said it was no long-term risk. As of the 20th of September 2019, what is the risk?
Oh, it's still significant. You know, we're not talking about a couple hundred thousand dollars. We're talking millions of dollars, borrowed money that has to be repaid. Now, we've now entered into a new agreement with the same entity that hasn't paid us any rent, and they're going to get that same building at a less than a third of what was budgeted for.
You say documents have been signed off on by council behind closed doors. Have you sought access to those documents?
I have, and from time to time, I'm refused access to those documents because of a perceived pecuniary interest, because I own a similar type of business in Devonport.
So what are those documents that you're particularly interested in seeing? What do you want to know that's in those documents?
Well, funnily enough, I know what's in them. What I want is I want some accountability. I want the people who had advised the previous council and this council to be held accountable. That's the long and the short of it. You know, I spoke to one of the former aldermen and I asked him a very, very simple question. Would you have signed a lease agreement without any legal advice? And that former alderman said, no, we are the custodians of public money. You wouldn't do that. And I said, well, as a matter of public record, that's what occurred. He said, well, if that's the case, I've been misled. And that's the situation. The councillors are acting on the advice that is provided in reports by executive management of the council.
Okay, what should happen from here?
What should happen from here? In my opinion, and this is my opinion alone, and it'll be different to the mayor's, I believe that the general manager should resign and the deputy general manager should resign, and we should then have an independent investigation into all aspects of the Living City project.
Lee Murphy, we appreciate you coming on this morning.
Not a problem, Leon.
Councillor,
thank you very much.
Lee Murphy, councillor on the Devonport City Council, his concerns over the Living City project. So the Auditor General concluded that in relation to Providore Place, the government's and procurement processes for management of that part of the project were not effective as measured against Audit Criteria 3. The council didn't follow sound commercial and government governance processes before entering into the Providore Place head lease. It included failing to obtain legal advice prior to entering the head lease and not managing the risk between the Devonport City Council and P+I in entering into the head lease. He then goes on to conclude that except for that matter, governance and procurement activities undertaken by the council in connection with the Living City project, as measured against the audit criteria, were in all material respects performed effectively.